On today's show, Hyundai believes it has a pickup truck that will appeal to women. Tesla believes it has the most macho pickup of all time. And Magna has an aerodynamic trick that will make pickups, well, more aerodynamic. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. You'd think that with Volkswagen paying tens of billions of dollars in fines for its diesel scandal and facing billions more due to accusations of collusion, that Volkswagen's finances would be in tatters. But it's far from it. VW is predicting that both revenue and operating profits will rise 25% by 2020. That means revenue should go up by about 50 billion euro, and that its operating profit will go up by 1.7 billion euro. VW says a recovering car market in Brazil and growth in North America will propel its earnings. VW also has a strong balance sheet with about 20 billion euro in cash and securities. You know, when Tesla announced it would make a pickup truck, we thought it would be something to compete against a Toyota Tacoma or a Ford F-150. But boy, were we wrong. This thing will be huge. Elon Musk is quoted as saying, "It's a pickup truck that can carry a pickup truck." Appearance-wise, it looks like a miniaturized version of its semi-truck. Most details are scarce for now, but Musk also did reveal that the truck can be driven with a standard license. So that means it won't exceed Class 6. Back in July, we reported that sports car maker Scuderia Cameron Glickenhaus was granted approval by NHTSA to build its supercars in the U.S., and now it's introducing a new model. The 004S is a 2,600-pound carbon fiber three-seater with a 650-horsepower twin-turbo 5-liter engine matched to a 6-speed manual transmission. While all of its other cars have price tags in the millions, the 004S starts at $400,000. And because the cars will be sold to the public with their 17-digit VIN codes, SCG is able to fulfill its dream of competing at Le Mans and can race in the GT classes. Wait a minute. You're telling me you can make biodiesel from coffee grounds? I gotta learn more about that. That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
As fuel economy standards continue to tighten up, automakers are putting heavier emphasis on aerodynamics, especially with pickup trucks. The supplier company Magna is developing active aero features like these grille shutters that seal off the front end at highway speeds. It also has a spoiler that deploys from under the front bumper once a truck reaches about 30 miles an hour. But here's where it gets more interesting. A panel that attaches to the inside of the tailgate moves up to direct air over the tailgate. It's actually more aerodynamic than a tonneau cover. When air flows over a pickup cab, the bed traps a bubble of air, but it smashes into the tailgate, causing drag. A tonneau cover prevents the bubble of air from forming, which also causes drag. But this little flap keeps the bubble in place, prevents air from smashing into the tailgate, and that improves aerodynamics. Shell and a startup company called BioBean are cleaning up emissions from London buses. They're doing a pilot program using B20 biodiesel made partly from coffee grounds. Oil is extracted from the coffee, which is then blended into the biofuel and is then used to power some buses in London with no modification to the engines necessary. It reduces waste that would otherwise end up in landfills, and the fuel reduces emissions. And hopefully, that biodiesel exhaust smells like a fresh cup of coffee. Well, here's our first look at the Mercedes CLS. The first is a shot of the front end, and as you can see, the headlights have a sharper angle to them. And here's the IP, featuring a large infotainment screen and air vents that are designed and colored to add a bit of drama to the styling. Coming up next, Hyundai believes it sees an opening in the pickup segment. It wants a pickup that will appeal to women.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
A few years back, Hyundai introduced a small pickup truck concept called the Santa Cruz. And on last week's Autoline After Hours, Michael Bryan, the head of product planning at Hyundai Motor America, said they see some white space in the pickup segment, and it's all about designing a truck that will appeal to women.
When you look at gender split by vehicle category, they're roughly the same, you know, 45% female, 55% male. It varies a little bit, but it's basically the same. Till you get to pickup and supercar.
Then all male.
Full-size pickup's like 85% male. Now, that pretends that women hate pickups, and I think that's frankly false. What people don't like is they don't like how difficult it is to maneuver, how difficult it is to park, and how difficult it is to see out of it. So if you can, and everybody's got the same needs. I mean, I want to go to the hardware store. My wife wants to go to the hardware store. Everybody has the same needs. And so the question is, are the manufacturer providing products to satisfy those needs? And I believe that there's a big market opportunity for something that does the basic open bed utility functions without the maneuverability and parking and size and visibility problems that our current products in the market have today. And I would say resoundingly that there is an opportunity for something different.
Michael Bryan talks a lot more about Hyundai's product strategy in that show. So if you want to learn more about it, you can watch that entire discussion on Autoline.tv, or you can watch it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.